This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you had Cornage 4th of July barbecue last week, you were getting a bargain. Corn is as cheap now as it's been in years. 4 years, to be just a bit more precise. As it happens, we know a corn farmer, Keith Alverson, out near Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Met him last year when we were out there with Jim Fallows and our series American Futures. So we got him back on the phone. Keith, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me back on. It's a pleasure to talk to you as well.
Let me just read to you the headline from the Corn and Soybean Digest that I grabbed on the way into the studio here. It says, corn prices losing pop after June 30th crop reports. There's lots of corn out there, lots of corn.
There is. Boy, you know, I talked to some folks this morning, and they're talking about big potential this time of year, and the weather looks pretty favorable going forward here.
Are you confident that you will be able to sell all your corn, even in a declining price market?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just a matter of what price point you want to market it at. And so finding a place to put the corn is not an issue. But one of the things we've run into here in South Dakota is actually being able to physically get rid of the product. I shouldn't say get rid of it, but I mean, transport it.
I know what you mean. Well, so literally, what do you do with it?
Around here, it's going to be gearing up for storage. We've had several of the local elevators adding storage, adding bunker storage, just in preparation for a big harvest coming up, you know, knowing that they're not going to get rid of the 2013 crop. And so they're going to have 2 years of crop on storage or, you know, portions of each.
Wow, yeah. To get some perspective here, what is a bushel of your corn going for now versus, say, a year ago?
Oh, boy. You know, we've got, I looked at the cash price here this morning, and, you know, I think right now I could haul in some cash corn for around $3.50 a bushel.
Okay.
And I would venture to say that that is probably a dollar, dollar 50 lower than what we saw last summer.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, pretty substantial. And we've seen a big, you know, as you mentioned with the headlines, just a dramatic drop here at over the course of the last few months.
You are a family farmer, I think sixth generation from when we were out there in Sioux Falls a year or so ago. Are you going to lose money? I mean, you're a family farmer guy. Are you going to lose money now on this year's crop?
You know, we were able to go into the season and, you know, we made some grain sales ahead of time, you know, at nice profitable levels. And we try and manage our costs wisely. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm not to the point where I'm in the red, but, you know, if we see continued pressure on the markets, it's not out of the realm of possibilities to dip into that area.
You're not in harvest yet, are you? Your corn is still on the dirt there.
Yeah, you know, our corn here in South Dakota is probably about chest high in our area, you know, but different places of the Corn Belt are, you know, as you move further south, they plant it earlier, which they typically do. It just warms up earlier. And so they're going to be going into a pretty critical time called tasseling. And that's when the ear actually pollinates.
Yep.
So one of the things that I think the market's looking at is the fact that there's going to be adequate moisture and cool conditions during tasseling, because that's essential to big yields, is having nice weather during that.
It's all like chemistry, man, right? I mean, it's kind of magic the way this works.
Yeah. You know, I mean, biology. You know,
biology.
There you go.
It's science, whatever.
Yeah. the wonders of Mother Nature. Yeah.
Keith Alverson is a corn farmer out in Chester, South Dakota, not far from Sioux Falls. Keith, thanks very much for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Good talking to you.